do what you can to build your board. You do what you can to prepare. And then once teams are on the clock, you do what you can, as John Elway has said before, to stick to that board. You want to have that discipline so you can rely on all the work you've done to build up to this moment. Now, as we said, kind of leading off the top of the show here, everyone right now has their own mock draft. If you're on Twitter, you got your own mock draft. Some of them hold some weight. Mel Kiper, Mike Mayock. Yes, of course, those are great mock drafts. But today, we're pushing those aside because we have Andrew Mason, who has his mock draft that we have kept locked up until this show. We're going to get right into it, though, because we got to get through 32 picks in less than 30 minutes. Andrew, let's get started. Especially at the top here, does it go chalk? Does the top of the draft go chalk when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 2-14 are on the clock?
I think it will. I think you're going to see the Buccaneers take Jameis Winston with the number one overall selection. You know, trying to read between the lines of what Lovie Smith, their head coach, and Jason Light, their general manager, have said, they've kind of talked up Jameis Winston, talked up how he would fit in the organization, and kind of done their best to, I think, frankly, ease the fears of their own fan base about taking Jameis Winston, because, of course, he went to Florida State. People down in Tampa are very familiar with him being from one of the colleges in that state. And, of course, that's a very divided fan base between Florida, Florida State, Miami, South Florida, and Central Florida fans. So there's a lot of people that don't necessarily like Jameis Winston down there that they're going to have to sell. They're going to have to sell that quarterback on. But I think he's going to be the number one guy. And then from there, it gets really interesting, and we're going to actually head over to the board in a little bit. We're going to go through the picks from 1 to 32, starting, of course, with Jameis Winston, number 1. And then number 2, Marcus Mariota. And I know that's not exactly a surprise going to Tennessee, but you've got rumors coming fast and furious about him right now. You know, there's the Bears potentially moving up, the Eagles potentially moving up. I think Marcus Mariota is going to go number 2. The question is, to who is it going to be? Is it going to be the Titans standing pat, or are they going to move down? The rumors are they want a big offer to move, and they may well get it from one of these teams. Number 3, Dante Fowler Jr., Florida, going to the Jaguars. Gus Bradley, Jacksonville head coach. You know, he hasn't had a pass rusher like Dante Fowler Jr. It's one of the things that's really held back that defense from being what he wants it to be. You know, very good fit. He's going to play outside linebacker in the base. He's going to be a defensive end when they go into sub packages. I think they're going to use him in a very similar way to Von Miller if they draft him. Number 4, Amari Cooper to Oakland. You know, they picked up Michael Crabtree in free agency, but they need receivers. They need targets for young Derek Carr to give him the best chance to succeed. Amari Cooper, he's the most pro-ready receiver in this draft. I think he goes number 4 to Oakland. And then number 5, the guy who's at the top of my top 100 board, Leonard Williams out of USC. You know, 3-4, 4-3, it doesn't matter. He's going to fit either way. You know, a physical specimen. You know, he's up at 290, 291 pounds, but he moves and he rushes the passer like a guy who's 15, 20 pounds lighter. You love that. Very physical freak. I think he's going to do great in Washington. Another guy, number 6, Vic Beasley, going to the Jets. The Jets need an edge pass rusher. Beasley off the charts at the combine, but it's not just about that. He has production at Clemson, an elite pass rusher there. I think he goes to the Jets, gets Todd Bowles' off to a good start. Number 7, Danny Shelton, nose tackle to Chicago. Of course, that may go up in flames if the Bears do trade up, but if they stand pat, John Fox needs a big nose tackle to run that 3-4. First time he's ever had a 3-4 defense in his head coaching career, Shelton would fill that bill. Number 8, Alvin Bud Dupree, and I think Dupree out of Kentucky is the guy who's probably, frankly, going to make a lot of money because of the woes of Shane Ray and Randy Gregory and the trouble they've gotten into recently with marijuana. Dupree, he's a safer pick in terms of character. You know, maybe a bit of a reach, but at the same time, the Falcons need a pass rusher. And then we get to offensive linemen, 9 and 10. Brandon Scherff to the Giants, number 9. Andrus Peat to the Rams, number 10. Rams could go in some different directions on my mock here. For instance, Kevin White, West Virginia wide receiver, he's still on the board. But the Rams' first priority has to be protecting Nick Foles they picked up from Philadelphia. And Brandon Scherff, that's the kind of pick the Giants have made over the years quite a bit. And picks like that, solid offensive linemen who can plug in at multiple spots, are why they've been to 3 Super Bowls this century.